USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word is OSHA is going to start issuing citations to big employers that violate the federal vaccine mandate starting early in the new year. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration says citations are going to start going out on February 9th to businesses that don't comply with that testing mandate. The announcement coming after a federal appeals court reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine and testing mandate for companies employing more than 100 workers. Meanwhile, in New York City, mandates are back in effect, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says
everyone who qualifies for a booster should get it immediately. We're doubling down on that effort with a $10 million paid media campaign.
Longtime U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia, who retired from the Senate in 2019, has died at 76. He'd been battling Parkinson's disease. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.